This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Was filled with the Holy Spirit as when he came. Now, the thing we see about Jesus, he was the Son of God. He was born of a woman, Mary, but he was the Son of God. He was the Son of Man, but he was a man. Now, Jesus was a little baby. He grew up to be a young man. He ran and played like all other young boys. He just didn't commit any sins. And then he became a young man and became a carpenter with his dad, with his earthly dad, that Joseph, the one that raised him. But Jesus was not conceived from Joseph. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, as we said. But he's earthly dad, which adopted him on earth, he taught him how to be a carpenter. They made all kinds of things, furniture probably, and who knows what all they did as a carpenter. But Jesus didn't do any miracles. I mean, he was the Son of God, but he didn't do any miracles. He was limited to just exactly like you and me. He lacked the same thing you and I lack. He lacked the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. But it says in Luke 4:1, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now then, Jesus got filled with the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist was sitting out there, and the Lord had told him, said, when you see my Holy Spirit descend on a man, that's the one. He said, he's here, but you don't know who he is. But when you see the Spirit descend. So John the Baptist had to see with his physical eyes, or maybe spiritual eyes, or whatever it was. He had to be able to see the Holy Spirit descending, and it said he descended just like a dove. He flew around, glided around like a dove, and as the Holy Spirit descended and glided around like a dove, he landed on Jesus and went inside of Jesus and filled him with the Holy Spirit. So Jesus, once he was filled with the Holy Spirit, then power came upon him to be able to go do great and wonderful things. Now, without the Holy Spirit, you can't do anything. A lot of people today are like I was. I was a Southern Baptist. I was raised in a Southern Baptist church. The churches I was associated with the Southern Baptists, didn't believe there was a second experience called the infilling baptismal power of the Holy Ghost. We believed we got all the Spirit we was ever going to get when we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, I believed that because that's what I was taught. I didn't read and study the Word for myself. So I never saw God do a miracle. Never saw him do a healing. Never saw him do anything miraculous at all. Finally, one day, I began to study the Scriptures in detail. Finally, I believed that from Scripture that there absolutely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, was a second event called the infilling baptismal power of the Holy Spirit. I heard a preacher preach on Sunday in a Baptist church that this was not the case. There was no such thing as the infilling baptismal power as a second event of the Holy Ghost. I listened to him preach that message that day. And the next morning, as I went to work, I had to go by the church. When I went by the church, I looked up at that church and I said, Lord, I believe that man that preaches in that church that I heard yesterday, I believe that man loves you with all his heart. But I believe he's wrong about the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. I believe from what I've studied in God's Word that is a second event, that to those that obey you and that believe you, you send that infilling power of the Holy Spirit to fill them, and power comes upon them to be about your business. I said, without it, I don't think we can do anything. I said, Lord, I've been a Christian since I was 11, but I hadn't seen you do anything. So I haven't seen prayers answered. So I am asking you, according to your word, I'm asking you to fill me to overflowing with a magnificent power, infilling power of the Holy Spirit, and fill me to overflowing and baptize me with the power of the Spirit. And I said, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name for doing this for me. And immediately I felt a power come in that pickup with me, and it overshadowed me and filled me. And from that day forth, I have never been the same person. I mean, I never witnessed to anybody about Jesus until that day. When that day I got to work, there was a man standing on the dock. I would have never had the boldness to do this before. I walked up and I said, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm not doing too well. He said, yesterday, my best friend got killed on Interstate 35E in Dallas in a car wreck. I said, was he a Christian? He said, well, I don't know. I said, are you a Christian? He said, I don't know. I said, if you don't know, you're not. So I began to witness to this man about Jesus. And from that day to this, I have continued to study the Word. I've continued to get more and more revelation from the Word of God. And as I read and study God's Word, I get, He is the teacher, the interpreter of the Holy Spirit. He is your power source. Without Him, you can do nothing. So, I'm going to tell you that I did exactly what Luke 11:13 says. I ask. And let's look and see what the scripture says. It says, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? How do you get the Holy Spirit? Ask Him. Ask. But when you ask, you have to ask in faith, nothing wavering. You got to believe. You can't say, Lord. In fact, I went to several different meetings with different people that I hear them talk about the Holy Spirit, and I was skeptical about the Holy Spirit. And I would say, well, I want the Holy Spirit, Lord, if it be your will for me to have the Holy Spirit. And I never got Him. I didn't know James chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, that says that when you ask, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because if you waver, you're double-minded and unstable in all your ways. And let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. See, I didn't know those scriptures. So I couldn't stand on them. But the Lord said in Luke 11:13, He's comparing this to a human being. He says, if you, talking about me, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And Luke 12:12 says, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Now then, that's the way the Holy Spirit, I mean, by the power of the Holy Spirit, is the way I do these television shows. This is the way I get this done. I mean, I ask the Lord, Lord, speak through me. Teach me your word so I can take the word and I can be able to teach it to others. Lord, and I know I can't do it. I don't have it in me. But I said, he that lives in me is greater than he that lives in the world. So the Holy Spirit can do anything. Nothing's impossible with the Holy Spirit. It says, John 1:33 says, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Now, he was talking about Jesus. This is when the Lord told John, this is the way he'd be able to tell who the Son of God was. You'll know. And John 7:39, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. They would receive, for he said, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. In other words, the Holy Spirit did not come in power until after Jesus died and arose again. Now, when Jesus died and arose again, he went back to heaven, and after he went back to heaven, the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. That's when the Holy Ghost came. Jesus told him. He said, go and pray and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. In other words, what he's trying to tell the church there is don't do anything on your own. Go and wait. Now, in John chapter 20, Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, if Jesus breathed on you and said, receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit. These men believed and they received, but still they had no power. And Jesus told them, he told them to go and wait for the coming of the power. After the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will be baptized with power. Then you can go and witness to the nations. But don't go until my Holy Spirit comes in power. So, these men, after Jesus was glorified, after he died, after he went to hell, spent those 3 days, paid the price for your sins, and the Father poured out his wrath upon him, then Jesus came back from the dead, and he walked on this earth for 40 days, and then he went back to heaven. And then on the day of Pentecost, a few days later, the Holy Spirit fell, and he came, and you heard him coming. I mean, there was a sound like a rushing mighty wind as the Holy Spirit came through the place, and a tongues of fire stopped on the tops of the head of the people. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and power. And Peter, a man that was afraid to do anything, he went out and began to proclaim the Word of God, and thousands of people got saved. What a difference. A man that denied Jesus just a few days ago, that denied he even knew Jesus as his Lord and Savior, here he is now, empowered with a mighty Holy Spirit, and the Spirit is going out, and he's teaching the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit is convicting people. They're coming under conviction, and thousands of people are joining the church and getting saved. Hey, I think we need that Holy Spirit. No, I don't think we need him. I know we need him. I know I can't do a single thing any day of my life without this baptismal power of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that, you need to have him. But John 14:26 says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, my name, he will teach you all things in my name, and he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Now then, like I say, the Holy Spirit is the one that does all of these things. He's the one that communicates with us. He's the one that speaks to us. He's the one that convicts us of sin. He's the one that teaches us that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the one that come to pay the price for your sins. So, number one, you need to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. After you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you need to ask Jesus to baptize you with the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.